Hello there, paperweight people. We have a great show for you today, but first I get to take a moment and tell you about Bebop's. Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza is a mom-and-pop pizza shop located at 2034 Lanier Drive in Madison, Indiana, and they happen to be the sponsor of this episode. Stop by today to enjoy a delicious pizza featuring handmade dough and sauces, fresh toppings, all cooked to perfection in a brick oven. Also, try one of Susan's homemade desserts and treat yourself to a local wine or beer. On a personal note, Bebop's is my family's favorite pizza place. I'm partial to the Chicken Bacon Ranch, while my wife can't get enough of the Boss Hog Barbecue. Call 812-274-3337 or stop by Bebop's today and tell them that Paperweight sent you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, your home for all things Marvel, DC, Star Wars, and so much more. Join Derek and Ian as they tell tales to astonish along this journey into mystery. Grab some snacks and settle in because Paperweight Entertainment starts now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast. I'm your co-host, Derek Hoskins. With me, as always, is my good friend and yours, the glue, the one, the only, the lovable, the talented, the glorious, the magnanimous,
yeah,
the incredible,
keep going.
Damn. The luscious, the gorgeous, the so attractive, the lovable, the huggable, Mr. Ian Torrance. Ian, how's it going, buddy?
I don't know what to say, Derek. An intro that I am undeserving of. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for hamming me up.
Oh, no. Very, very deserving. Maybe I'm just in a good mood because we're going to talk about Star Wars again and not an animated thing and not Mandalorian, although there's a Mandalorian in it. Ahsoka dropped the first two episodes. I had no idea. They dropped them on Tuesday night. I didn't realize they were going to drop them on Tuesday early, and I got very excited. And then we got done recording Silver Screen Scoundrels, and then I edited it. And
too many did it.
I told Allie, I was like, all right, they dropped the first two episodes, let's watch them. And then I fell asleep, so I had to watch them today. I know it's today. Terrible today, but I am very excited to talk about this. This conversation may be a little one-sided because we've talked about it before. Ian has never seen Rebels, and this is 100% just a sequel to Rebels so far. So I want to get your take on what you thought. We're going to talk about part one and part two, which dropped on Disney Plus. And I wanted to get your take before I go on and gush about these two episodes. What'd you think about it overall?
I liked what I saw. The problem is I've had a lot going on, so I couldn't fully follow both episodes. I followed the first episode a lot more closely than I did the second, but I did like what I saw, except for one small minor thing. Everybody knows in Star Wars, if you take a lightsaber to the gut, you're dead. It's just, it's an unwritten rule. You're dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about
D-E-D,
it.
D-E-D,
dead.
So
that's my,
grape. I will counter that with two things. One, we saw the Grand Inquisitor take a lightsaber to the gut in Obi-Wan and he was fine. So there's precedent set. Two, if you notice, she did dodge over a bit, and it got her kind of like in the stew area there. You know, keep it up, keep it to the side. You know, keep it high, not too deep. So I'm gonna go with that she was just feeling a little woozy here, and she was
feeling a little woozy here, man.
Also, because unlike anybody else in Star Wars, Ahsoka actually got her medical attention immediately, which was pretty impressive. I appreciate it. Well, yeah, she ran at her immediately, like she was running up as she was falling to the ground. So,
but I'm just saying, how strong are these bucket tanks?
Pretty strong, man. Apparently strong. Bactic can just about regrow. Can't regrow limbs, but it can regrow tissue,
organs. Yeah. And then she immediately gets up. She's like, "I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good. You had a lightsaber through you, like through you." It was in there.
Yeah, that's like not just a knife. That's like searing, burning.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'd still be in bed. I would turn into Grandpa Joe at that point.
I think I would even be Grandpa George. He's the one that didn't do anything. He just stayed in bed for the entire story.
That's true. He never got up either.
No, he
I
didn't.
I think even in the second book, he still didn't get out of bed.
Yeah, I don't think he did. So, other than that nitpick and the fact that you had a lot going on, did you feel lost by this story at all, or were you able to kind of keep up for the most part?
No, I was able to keep up for the most part, even though I don't know anything about Rebels. I wasn't having a hard time with it. I kind of filled in the blanks where needed to be.
I think that they did a good job with that, in all honesty, but I don't know. That's why I was curious what you thought. Because, like, Allie, when we were watching it, she doesn't remember anything about Rebels, so that's why I was genuinely curious what you thought about it. You all right?
No, do you want me to go on further?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, basically what I just said is how I felt about it. I'm just kidding. No, I really did think it was easier to follow than I thought it would be, because I did think I would be a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
I like the action. The lightsaber battles are pretty cool so far. They'll give a lightsaber to anybody now. They're giving them to these droid things, so that's cool. I do like that in the second episode, one of my favorite parts is where the one kind of called the lightsaber back.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka's staring at him, and she just moves over. Flies by.
So freaking
doesn't even
cool.
acknowledge it. Yeah, that was really badass. So
yeah, I really enjoyed all the callbacks to this, because like I said, this is really very similar to just kind of, or this really is just kind of a sequel to Rebels.
How old is she supposed to be? You had to put human.
All right.
On
so
it.
Let me see. Ahsoka was like 12 or 14 at the beginning of the Clone Wars. Clone Wars lasted 4 to 6 years, depending on who you're reading. And then, Revenge of the Sith, then 19 years. So you're looking at what, she's 30 something at the Battle of Yavin, in her 30s, and then you got about another 4 to 6 years for the rebellion, so late 30s, and then we're six years past Return of the Jedi, so she's in her 40s, maybe 50, so mid 40s, maybe 50, something like that.
Okay, I was just curious. No big deal.
But she's done a lot of living in that amount of time. So a lot of stuff has happened to Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But yeah, the one thing that I really appreciated this were all the callbacks and the characters they brought back specifically from Rebels. The Clancy Brown cameo, that wasn't just like a random Clancy Brown cameo. The character he's playing, he voiced that character in Rebels. He's playing the same character in live action, which I thought was really cool. Governor Azadi, I think is his name.
Real quick, RIP Ray Stevenson.
I know. We were talking about that. Allie didn't know that he had passed away. And it got to the end. I had mentioned it, and it said, you know, for our friend Ray. And oh man, it cut like a knife. Really, really, really sad. Especially, like, it's sad any time that a celebrity that you enjoy passes away. I mean, it's sad when anybody dies, but you know, we tangentially
only celebrities when they pass, is it?
But when it comes to something like that, it's harder watching the thing that they did last. And knowing that that was like their last performance, and it makes it even harder that he's kind of killing it. I'm really enjoying his character so far.
Poor choice of words.
Yeah, sorry. But I'm really enjoying his character. This Baylan character is a new character. He seems like he's going to be really interesting. I don't care much about his apprentice yet. I'm excited for her to do something else. She just kind of scowls. She's got a cool look about her. And I'm excited to see where they go with both of those characters. So it is sad and hard to watch those scenes and enjoy it, realizing that he's no longer with us. So yeah, absolutely, rest in peace, gone way, way too soon. Phenomenal actor. So to pivot away from that somehow, because I did not have a segue from that.
I was just waiting. I was like,
ooh. No, I'm trying to think. The amount of things that they brought in that I kept like almost pausing the TV and saying, oh my gosh, that's this. So what did you think about Hu Yang, the droid that is like helping Ahsoka and Sabine? The one that
pretty
was talking all droid. About all talking
yeah,
about lightsabers and all that. Okay, so that character, for anybody that doesn't know, is actually an ancient droid that has been working for the Jedi Order for, like, I don't want to misquote, but I think it's hundreds of years, like a very, very, very long time. And his job was that he was on this ship that younglings would fly on. Somebody would take them. One of the Jedi would take them. They'd go to the planet Ilum. They would go through something called the Gathering, where they went and they found their Kyber crystals. And then on the trip back home to the Jedi Temple on the ship, Huyang taught them how to build their first lightsaber. And so that's why he remembers all the lightsabers. That's how he had this vast knowledge of who it could be. That's how he was able to identify Baylan, was because that's his whole job, is to teach people how to build lightsabers. So I thought it was great. I love they got David Tennant back to voice him. David Tennant's great in everything that he does. So it was really nice to see him. I think the live action version, the puppet, looked great. The animatronic Loathcat, the little cat in Sabine's apartment, which is Ezra's apartment, looked great as well. Nice mix of practical there. Also, and I know you can't speak on this because you weren't surprised. Were you surprised that Sabine, the woman with the purple and orange hair, were you surprised that she was Ahsoka's apprentice? Did that surprise you?
No.
Okay.
No, it didn't really surprise me.
Okay.
Should I have been surprised?
You should have been surprised. So Sabine is...
What? That was her apprentice?
So Sabine is a main character in Rebels. She's a Mandalorian. She held the
Darksaber. Of course I'm not surprised. I haven't seen it.
I know. Well, I didn't know because they kind of led into it in the show that it was a little bit... They kind of made it like a reveal. I didn't know if maybe you were just surprised that Ahsoka had an apprentice since she's technically not a Jedi. She's not actually a Jedi. So unless she's gone back and became a Jedi later on, we haven't seen that yet. The fact that Sabine is a Padawan now is really, really, really wild, because she was never seen to be force sensitive. Like, the main characters of Rebels are a Jedi and his apprentice, Kanan and Ezra, and Kanan trains Sabine how to fight with the Darksaber, because she gets the Darksaber from Darth Maul at one point, and there's a whole thing where she's got to learn how to use it. So she's had lightsaber training, but she had never been shown to be force sensitive. So I was very, very surprised when they decided to make her a force sensitive character. Excited about it, because I think Sabine's a great character and I'm excited to see where they go with it. But overall, I was very, very surprised that they made her force sensitive, although Huyang did mention that she may be on the lower end of force sensitivity, but he might have been just being mean to her to get her out of bed. So I don't know. We will see what happens there. I'm trying to include you in this because I know that you're tired and you don't have a lot to say about these, unfortunately.
Well, and like I said, I watched it, but I wasn't able to fully pay attention because I've had a lot going on here lately, but I at least wanted to watch them. And I thought, man, maybe we should just do one tonight, because I'm not really going to be able to get through the second one. But I got through it, but I had a lot going on in between, and I haven't seen Rebels.
Yeah,
so I've got a lot going against me tonight.
Yeah, but like I said,
I'm sorry,
it's okay. I do think that they had I think they put enough in place for people that didn't know about the story to be caught up. Like, you know, after the first episode, you at least know who Ezra is, right? Like, you get an idea of who Ezra was, like the one that they're looking for. Like, you understand he's
Jedi.
Yeah, he's the Jedi that Sabine and Ahsoka are looking for. You know, you got an understanding. I know that you've at least heard the name Grand Admiral Thrawn, even if you don't know who he is.
There's a book.
There's a
few books.
Bunch of books. Most of them are pretty good. I haven't read the last two. I haven't read the last two. But anyway, so I think that for somebody that hasn't watched Rebels, or somebody that has only seen it once and doesn't really remember everything, because that's where Allie was when we were watching it. She didn't remember a lot of stuff that was going on with Rebels. And there are enough Easter eggs and characters that are character interactions to get somebody that's a diehard fan like me that remembers Rebels. I've watched it a couple of times all the way through. You know, there were enough for me to get really excited at those Easter eggs, but there were also enough catch up plot points to get people that have never seen it on board with the story quick enough. And I think that they did a good job with that. I think Rosario Dawson is excellent as Ahsoka. Were there any performances that you had a problem with?
No. Not that I can remember.
I was just curious. I was just trying to hit anything that you wanted to hit, because this is going to be a very short episode, even though we're talking about two of them. There's not a lot going on. This was a lot of setup and a lot of catch up for people that haven't seen Rebels. So it was exciting to see all these things. I love seeing Chopper in live action acting like Chopper. That's another reason why, if you haven't seen Rebels, watch Rebels. Chopper the droid is a very, very funny character. He's a little murder bot. He has no problem with killing people. He is a deranged lunatic droid, and he's a lot of fun to watch. Also, he's voiced by Dave Filoni, the showrunner of this and the showrunner of like Clone Wars and Rebels, the executive, one of the producers for Mandalorian. Everything about this made me very happy. They were not perfect episodes by any means. I had a couple little qualms with some things. I didn't love the action scenes like you did.
Really?
There was, Allie and I were both talking about it while we were watching it, that choreography can be great. If the actors that are doing the choreography aren't used to doing physical activity like that, if they're not used to doing that kind of action scenes, it looks off. It looks a little slow. And the actress that plays Sabine, and I can't remember the apprentice's name that she was fighting. Both of them, they were performing the choreography exactly as they were told to, but there was not the fluidity that you would see from somebody that is just naturally good at that. Rosario Dawson, I think, is naturally good at that. I think she's able to take that choreography and make it fluid, make it flow. Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen were constantly being praised about how they were able to just go with the choreography and move. So that was one of my problems.
I watched Men in Black 2. Sorry. I watched Men in Black 2 recently. She was so young.
She really was so young. It's funny going back and watching Rosario Dawson movies from the early 2000s and seeing just how much she's changed and how much she's grown. It's like we've watched her grow up.
Yeah.
And she's great. Even I love Rosario Dawson.
Older than us.
I don't care. We've watched her grow.
I think she's great.
I think she's great as Ahsoka too, even though it took a little bit of getting used to from having Ashley Eckstein be Ahsoka for so long. You know, getting used to a different voice, getting used to some different mannerisms, some different things. But I think that she's doing a great job. And I'm really looking forward to this. So the last thing that I'll ask you, because again, I don't want to keep you. You look so sleepy. I don't want to just roll with this, like run with it. The last thing I'll ask you is, did this get you, these two episodes get you excited enough to look forward to the rest of this season?
Yeah, it really did.
I swear,
it did. I do think that I'm going to enjoy this season. Unlike I'm going to like it more than Book of Boba Fett. I'll put it to you like that. Because so far I have.
Yeah, poor Book of Boba Fett.
It had so much potential.
It did, and there were things about Book of Boba Fett that were great. Like a Bantha was great. I don't care. I know that that's become a meme. I actually really enjoyed him trying to like teach the Tuskens, but Book of Boba Fett had a lot of potential. I am excited also when it comes to Star Wars, the Mandalorians never appealed to me. I like them now. I enjoy the Mandalorian. I like Book of Boba Fett enough. So I enjoy them. Andor was great, but the political part of Star Wars has never been the thing that draws me in. What draws me into Star Wars has always been the Force, the Jedi, the Sith, the dark side, the light. All of that is what always drew me into Star Wars. And so we have been sorely lacking that. We've got little bits hinted at here and there at the Mandalorian, little bits hinted at with a couple episodes of Book of Boba Fett. But this episode or this season is, or this series is focused on Force users, and they're dealing with the Force and the mystical side of the galaxy. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's the Star Wars that I miss and the Star Wars that I'm looking forward to seeing again. So I'm jazzed and ready to go for this. Jazz hands?
Those aren't spirit fingers.
These are spirit
fingers. These are spirit fingers.
And these are gold. Anyway, bring it on aside. So, yeah, I know I talked very fast in this episode and Ian talked very slow. I hope that you enjoyed our review, I guess you can call it. That's the idea. If we're going to review these two episodes, I give them a very solid rating. I would say a good 7.5 out of 10 for these two episodes combined. Excited to see what's going to happen moving forward. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I go seven with them. I'm going to go seven.
Yeah. So definitely worth the watch. Worth the diving into, especially if you're a fan of Rebels. There's a lot here to love. So go and check this out if you haven't yet. If you haven't, sorry, we kind of spoiled a couple of things. And let us know what you thought. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, comment below. If you're listening on the podcast, go ahead and, you know, hit us up on our website or any of the social media and let us know what you thought about these first two episodes and whether you're looking forward to the season as a whole. If you are watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with your friends. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you so much for listening on the original version of this podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us. Make sure you check out our merch store. We have a new limited edition item in there. If you are a fan of the spooky season, since fall is right around the corner, our Halloween logo is up on the merch store now. And if you want to go check that out, go and do that, please. I'd recommend it. It's super cool. Trent did a good job with it. So yeah, with all that out of the way, I also want to say one more time, thank you so much to Bebop's Pizza, Brittany's Brick Oven Pizza here in Madison, Indiana. If you're in the Southern Indiana area, come and check them out. It is delicious. Best pizza in the state. I don't care what anybody else says. It's delicious. So thank you again to Bebop's for sponsoring this episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for watching. For Ian, I have been Derek. This has been the Paperweight Entertainment Podcast, and we will see you next time.